Welcome to Unputting the Territory Season 2, Clubhouse Games. The Gator Golf set's been put away, and we're into games to determine who should be the rightful being the elite champion. This week, the reigning, defending, undisputed, most dominant ever BTE champion, John Silver, faces his tag team partner, Alex Reynolds. How are you this week, Dan?
Oh, mate, I'm as nervous as a cup final match day. I can't believe it's come to this. John Silver, Alex Reynolds, beer pong. It's the tension is palpable. I'm jittery. I'm jittery. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We spoke about this in terms of the Trent John Silver match, where it felt like we had a clash of the champions, the big match, the big rematch. But this feels big as well.
Yeah, it does. This feels big. It's just more personal, I feel.
Yeah.
You know, this could be the next big feud. And obviously as well, actually, we've still got Chucky T, Dewey's rubber match.
Obviously, this is a game of beer pong that we're covering. You can't have beer if you're not in the 19th hole. So are you drinking, Dan?
Of course I am, and it'll come as a shock to nobody that over the last few episodes that I'm still on the Poulter's Porter. I'm still making my way through, and it's delicious. It's good stuff. I'm glad I've got a decent amount of it. What are you on?
Yeah, I am on Duration Brewing, as I said I was going through for this back nine of Season 2. It's their Good Times American Light Lager, 4.2%, the champion of beers. Which is a bold claim, as it's not great.
Bit overconfident, perhaps.
Yeah.
I've got some McEwan's champion in fridge. Would it be better than that?
No, it won't be better than McEwan's.
Certainly not stronger than it.
No, well, you know, that's one of the redeeming features of McEwan's.
What it lacks in taste, it makes up for in getting you pissed.
Strength, yes. Yeah. So, when we spoke about this Clash of the Titans last week, you were going yet again for your perennial pick, your perennial favourite, John Silver.
Yep, and nothing has changed my mind. I'm sticking with my boy Johnny Hungy. He's going to be Johnny Drinky, and he's going to stay BTE boy.
BTE girl, as he said last time when he got confused.
Yeah, he can be whoever he wants.
Can indeed. He has the power, he's the champion, he makes all the decisions. But this could be his toughest test with the man who knows him best.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting. Like I said though last week, I think this pretty much follows on from the last episode. So Alex Reynolds has more recently imbibed. John's got the experience of throwing the mustard packets. Bottle caps into cups should be a breeze. I'm just hoping beyond hope I can do it. Like I say, I've got cup final energy today.
Well, it's a shame there wasn't a cup final song released by either of them.
We should petition that to be a thing for the whole final ever BTE championship.
superb. So it's Being the Elite episode 239. It's 14 minutes and 33 seconds in.
And I am ready on your mark. And I have just thought that Rick Boogs could do the cup final song for BT now that he's a free agent, along with Elijah.
Yeah, no, that would be fantastic. So if you're ready.
Yep.
3, 2, 1, play.
Here we go.
Hi, my name's John. I'm Belt. This could all be one night because he looks overtired again.
Slightly inebriated.
Yeah. Considering he wasn't drinking in the last line. Bottle caps, because Brandon Cutler didn't get ping pong balls.
One thing I think you've got to realise as well is, if they try and spin the caps out of the fingers, they're going to get some spin on it, so they shouldn't. I think that's a technique point. If we see them try and do that, they're going to veer off and miss.
Yeah, so they're going to obviously have a different purchase on it, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. So. I think I can see John setting up to go a bit too sideways, potentially. Oh, no, he's changed his technique. Ooh, gone long.
John Silver went long. Oh, he's getting two shots.
Ooh, how yeah, they just said two shots. So hit the rim there. Ooh. See what I said about the curving there? Ooh, and Alex Reynolds hit the rim. Both men very really struggling to find the range.
Oh, John Silver in and out. Alex Reynolds, first blood.
First blood, yeah.
Yeah. John Silver drink. Though. And he was in and out on his second shot. He's dipped the cap to clean it. Oh, straight in there.
Good
his
man. What a shot. Where,
and misses with his second.
In and out again.
In and out. In and out. Alex Reynolds drinks while he thinks about his options.
I think he just dribbled a bit there as well.
You think what, sorry?
I think he dribbled a bit then.
Maybe. Maybe it's all part.
Oh, he's taking the dip. He's taking the dip technique.
Yeah. Shaking it off, in the words of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, in and out. Second shot, in and out. Oh, he's found it, but he's John still.
In and out again. Come on, John.
Different throwing technique for John. Just misses. Alex Reynolds just misses.
Oh, shot.
In and out. This is not going. Oh, straight from Johnny Hungy. He's taken the lead now. Second one down for Alex Reynolds as he drinks. Silver lines up his second shot.
Yeah.
And he misses.
Oh, gutted. Although they did say as well, if you get two shots in a row, you actually get the caps back for more throws.
Oh.
Oh, in and out again. I didn't
going to see anyone get two shots in a row.
No.
John Silver with his second shot, and it misses.
Saying again, though, it curves. Like I say, you get any lateral movement, it's going to swing.
Yeah. This odd shape is making it.
It's the odd shape and uneven weight distribution.
Active than we've seen him before. Oh, in.
Oh, get Silver. In, John. Right, Alex Reynolds.
Misses.
Oh, we got it.
Oh, did he? Did he go in?
I thought, yeah, because John Silver's up to.
John Silver's been to take something out, but it looked as if it had missed.
But, well, that came out, definitely.
Oh, I think John Silver's rearranged his cups.
I think he has.
Oh, Silver's got another. Just needs two more.
As the number of cups goes down, it's less to aim at, so it's harder.
And Reynolds, two in a row. He's only got one cup to aim for.
My boy.
Misses the first one. Goes long. Misses the second one.
Goes long again.
Silver's built up four cups. Reynolds is way behind now.
He's just not finding the range. Throws.
It's almost like he knows the writing's on the wall.
Yeah. The right line. The right line on the line, I should say.
Yeah. Alex Reynolds got close. He's getting frustrated now.
And taking out poor Alan Angels. Right length of the line against from Silver.
It's an empty cup. I don't think that counts.
Yes.
John Silver wins.
He does it again.
Second, just to take the piss. But yeah, Alex now has to down all of them in a row. He gets his first one and he misses. He misses. So John Silver wins.
And does the double bicep pose.
So a bit of an unusual rule at the end there. I assumed that once John Silver had cleared the board, then it was just game over. But there was a chance. If Alex Reynolds had cleared the board, I don't know, would that have been a draw?
I don't think so. I think that was more for pride than anything else. I think John Silver just gave him a little something out of the goodness of his heart. That was like watching Luke Littler in the run-up to the Darts World Final. Once John Silver got in front, just pure domination. His accuracy improved everything. He was on the length. It just the line was letting him down. But he was incredibly good there.
He was. Another stellar performance from the forever champion.
Yes. My boy. My guy.
Can we ever see Silver losing at this point?
All good things must come to an end. It will happen eventually. but I'm not ready for the run to end just yet.
No. No, we're going to hopefully see some more.
He's just BTE box office. That's the thing as champion. He's just too entertaining.
Yes. Well, this is the Gator Golf League can ill afford not to have John Silver in the main event.
Exactly. He is what's best for business.
He is. Now, the next number one contender match is something. I mean, we've said that all of this is sporting competition. This is something that is really approaching an actual sporting competition.
Ooh.
It's who can hang on a pole for the longest.
Oh, wow. Okay. So proper endurance, proper strength and endurance test.
Yeah, strength and endurance test. So Sammy Guevara's back.
Yes.
Fuego del Sol, I don't think we've seen him since the original tournament.
No, we haven't. Interesting.
Found his way back to Jacksonville because paying for his flights if he was winning. Luchasaurus is back.
Oh, now Luchasaurus is a prospect. Big man, but is that weight going to count against him? Will he tire quickly?
I mean, this is it, because Fuego del Sol weighs hardly anything.
Mm.
Yeah. The captain, Sean Dean.
Ooh, again. He falls into that wiry but strong category and doesn't weigh a lot. Ooh, this is going to take some thought.
And Ryan Nemeth, Dolph Ziggler's brother.
Yeah. He's in that middling sort of range. He could go either way. Obviously, all of these are professional wrestlers, very strong guys. You know, particularly when you're talking about power to weight ratio. But as for core strength, it's really difficult. Because if you go by pure strength, you'd think, you know, Luchasaurus is easily the strongest out of them. But he weighs the most, and will he fatigue? But then he's got great core strength as well. You know, he can do a nip-up, he's incredibly agile. Oh, God. And I don't know why, but for some reason, Fuego's sticking in my brain.
Well, he's tiny.
Hmm.
Tiny. I mean,
part of me wants to pick Sean Dean to give him a chance to redeem himself. I'm all over the place, to be honest. The only one I know I'm not picking is Sammy Guevara. Because fuck Sammy Guevara.
Well, sometimes you have to let your head rule your heart, but... Yeah, it's completely up to you, Dan. But while you consider your choice, this game would be made a lot harder if you'd been drinking high-percentage quality stouts. And if you want to drink high-percentage quality stouts, you can log on to tartlessbeers.co.uk, put in the promo code UTCPODCAST15 and get 15% off.
You can indeed. Brilliant brewery, brilliant beer. Never had anything even approaching mediocre, never mind approaching a bad beer from them.
No.
Preliminary predictions. I normally go for two and hedge my bets with these to give myself something to think about next week. I'm going to... My two preliminary picks are Fuego del Sol and Sean Dean.
Back to the captain.
Maybe, but I don't know. Could be Fuego's time to shine.
Yeah, could be. Could be.
I shall ponder.
Excellent. Well... Just want to say that we're recording all these well in advance, so we haven't had time for any feedback or anything, but just a massive thank you for anyone that listens to the show, anyone that interacts with it, anyone that shares it. It really is appreciated, and thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. Just indulging this daft little niche in a niche in a niche. I know me and Rob alternate saying it each week, but we didn't expect such good feedback on season one, and hopefully we're getting that in season two and you guys are enjoying it. We'd still be doing this regardless, but it's even more fun knowing that people are along for a little ride.
It certainly is. So where can people find you, Dan?
Well, I'm over on that there Twitter machine at DanGriffin21, spouting off mostly nonsense, to be quite honest. But if you want to hear more of me talking nonsense, I'm over on SJP World Media, where I do the Doctor Who pod with Cy Powell. Talking about one episode or serial per doctor per series, old and new. And I'm also on the volley with my strike partners, the magnificent Matt Lewis and Connor from Connor Knows Footy, where we're providing alternate commentary for Premier League games and beyond. We dipped our toes into the MLS. We'll be going back there at some point. And who knows where we'll end up in the future. We'll watch and talk anything about football and inevitably eat some pie because I managed to take... And something talking about athletic endeavour and turn it into fat bastardry.
Which is a special skill, Dan. You should be commended for that.
or, you know, locked up.
You can find me at UTT Rob. It's really more about the interest than it is about the follow, so I'm absolutely more than happy to follow back. On the same channel that you listen to this, you can hear the One Man's Meat podcast with Danny at Scottish Juggalo and the real Chris Bellis, and they went through the forgotten storylines of wrestling, wrestlers that might not get that much love, that kind of thing. They also had a side project where they went through all the episodes of Wrestling Society X and Wrestling Society Extra. That's really well researched, comical stuff. Get involved.
Yeah, and they put the same level, if not a greater level, of research and dedication into their disgusting, awful project, where they're looking at all sorts of horror movies, which is a passion of theirs and something I love too. They provide information that's not even in Netflix documentaries. That's how good a job these guys do. And like Rob says, they're a good pair of lads, and they're a good laugh. Show them some love.
They did think about releasing a disgusting, awful series, but it turned out to be Tribe.
And that's the end of Unputting the Territory and all associated projects. I will no longer be... Oh, I'm acting like I didn't enjoy that joke for some reason. That was funny. I enjoyed that.
You didn't enjoy Tribe, to be fair.
I've never eaten Tribe.
No. No, there is a Tribe stall on Leeds Market, but no, it's never... well, before I became a vegetarian, it never interested me.
No. Anyway, speaking of talking Tribe, we've got some side projects as well, haven't we?
Yes, we have. We're currently on Stacking Datatory, where we are on the road to Wembley 1981 and one of the most watched wrestling matches of all time, when 18 million people watched Big Daddy versus Giant Haystacks, and we're having a whale of the time in the 1970s.
We are indeed. I'm enjoying my education in British wrestling, a period of time that I've not really watched before at all, so absolutely joyous for me.
It is. It's really good fun. Really urge people to get involved in that. At the main show, we were looking at the first and last of wrestling, so debuts, finales, that kind of thing. It's all back there in the archive. Please go and give it a listen. And in terms of other side projects we had, we were following the ups and downs of the in-ring career of legitimately the hardest man to ever live, one David Tank Abbott. And if you go to the Twitter for that, at UTTTank, you can get some hashtag tank facts.
Because we just will not run out of them. That's the daft thing. Tank facts were the original Chuck Norris facts.
They were indeed. Now, it was a funky film title, You Can't Kill David Arquette. A little bit of wishful thinking. But it is impossible to kill Tank Abbott.
Very true. And I don't know why anybody would want to or try.
No. We had a fact-checking bot confirm that Tank Abbott didn't inherit his wealth. He punched a lot of people and went to a lot of pay windows, and we've had that fact checked and verified, so all of these fact checks are correct.
Cody Rhodes might be undeniable. What was it? Undeniable, but Tank is irrefutable.
He is. And they say sharks keep moving or they'll die. The real reason is they keep moving is they're trying to avoid Tank Abbott.
Because shark is the only type of sushi that he'll eat. He likes food that puts up a fight.
Yeah. Well, he'd have sashimi shark, wouldn't he? He'd eat it raw.
Shark sashimi.
Superb. So next time we're going to watch a group of blokes hanging onto a pole.
Yep. So that sounds about right for this show.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, God, I did not expect my life to take this sort of turn.
Oh, well. I wonder if they're all on the same pole or on different poles. We'll find out.
We will. Might be a pole on a pole match.
Pole, yes, this is literally on a pole match because they're all on a pole.
Come on. Oh, God. Yeah. Welcome to 2000s WCW.
Yeah. Oh, if they'd done this, people wouldn't hate it so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Gator Golf, step right up.
What could be greater than golf with a gator?
Gator Golf, give it a whack. Gator Golf, yeah. Throw it right back. Gator Golf, what could be greater than playing a game of golf with a gator?
It's Gator Golf. Hit the ball in his mouth to score, the gator will toss it back out.
Gator Golf, hit the ball in his mouth. Gator Golf will turn all about.
Do you take a shot, Dad?
Okay.
You win! Watch your pro!
Gator Golf, what could be greater than playing a game of golf with a gator?
Gator Golf.